Hey there! Welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I am Emily. As you know, you've listened to me the past few weeks. Missing Jen again today. Definitely not the same without her. But here I am, continuing on the same mini-series as we have been doing the past couple weeks, all on stress, so on and so forth. Today, specifically, we're going to be talking about social anxiety. So, I guess I should just start off. First off, I'm definitely not an expert on anxiety, and I know that each person experiences it differently. But today, I'm going to just simply be sharing my own experiences and observations that I've had of, close friends, family, people that I've seen experience anxiety. My hope is that you will be able to feel encouraged and know that you are not alone in whatever you experience in regard to anxiety. Some ways I or others I know experience anxiety, you know, we all have those things that we hold on to as a result of events that our brain holds on to that could have traumatized us, or just that our brain held on, said, I'm going to make a mental note of that, and I'm going to hold on to that and keep you safe moving forward. Because, I mean, that's what our brain does. It wants to keep us safe so that it can prevent those things from happening to us again. Social anxiety might show itself in the form of not wanting to eat in front of anyone, or even fear of eating in front of everyone in case it results in a trip to the bathroom. I knew a friend like that, didn't want to eat in front of people just because she was afraid she would have to go run to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Or just like people are judging you by the way that you're eating. I don't know. Everyone experiences it differently. Some non-food related ones are just a fear of being around a lot of people. Say you're going to an event or something and you're a little bit nervous because there are a lot of people around, people you may not know. There's also the fear of going somewhere by yourself when you don't know anybody, or showing up somewhere when you think someone would be there. I'm not sure if anyone here has had that happen to them. It sucks for sure. And then you're kind of faced with the decision of, okay, now what? I'm here. Do I look like I'm here alone, or do I leave, or do I just go with it? Whatever it may be. There's also, with that, just the fear of talking to strangers and having to put yourself in that situation to talk to people you're not used to, and the whole small talk thing. It's tough. I know. It's hard, but anyway, those are just a few ideas and, or I guess not ideas, but forms of ways that social anxiety can occur. Obviously, I know there are way more. The list goes on. Those are just some ways that I've experienced it or seen some close people in my life experience it. You know, these can often lead to running to food and other methods to fill that void and ease the anxiety. Say you get home from that event and you're like, oh my gosh, that was so stressful. I gotta eat to soothe myself. It's all about self-soothing because our brain says, you were unsafe, let me help you. But what if it did not have to be that way? You might already have coping mechanisms put in place to help you with this, and maybe you know yourself and you know how that might affect you. You know what you might be apt to do later. That's great. But if so, what are those? I want to hear. Share in the comments. But if you don't, that's okay too, because we're all on a journey of learning. Some ways that help me with this anxiety is replacing it, or not with that anxiety, but the result of that. So going home and what am I going to do next? Is replacing it with another thought. So I just got home. I'm like, oh, I'm stressed. That was hard, or whatever it may be. You know yourself. You know what your brain tends to do. But really taking that thought, that negative thought, and replacing it with another thought that's more positive. This really helps to fine-tune your focus and to, you know, put it back on something positive. You're replacing that thought in that moment. It's hard, but I guarantee you it helps just as you continually do it. Because, you know, if I tell my brain that something is going to go horribly wrong, I will focus on that. It's just the reticular activator. If I find something positive to focus on, it will turn out a lot different. We are the only ones in our own way because our brain, quote unquote, wants to help us. But, you know, as these things build up, it can get a little bit more difficult. I remember when I would complain about something like, I don't want to do blank, what have you. And I would tell my mom, and she would always, and still does, say, think of all the opportunities. Changes my whole perspective. It's silly, and she jokes and says it still, but it really does help, because one, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so ridiculous. Think of all the opportunities. But then I'm like, no, you're right. I can think of all the opportunities. What opportunities does this hold for me, even though I don't want to do, quote unquote, that thing? So it changes my whole perspective. And I believe that this can come in handy in these instances too, because perspective is everything. Obviously, I know this doesn't fix all anxiety, and there is those instances, you know, where there's a chemical imbalance or just genetic predispositions that are passed down. But I believe all of us, no matter what scenario we are in, we all can benefit from changing our perspective and switching our focus. Because, I mean, you never know. You just have to try it out and see, how does that help me? It might not, but it might change your life. So with that, I want you to try that out and just watch what happens. It takes a lot of work and practice with doing it just over and over again, but it truly is worth it in the long run. And you'll see that you'll literally feel your brain making new pathways too, because it'll go down the familiar pathway. So you have to literally create new ones. So by telling yourself every time, I'm going to think of something positive, you are working toward really putting that new pathway. I'm not trying to, putting it in like more concretely. That's what I'm trying to say. So I hope this was helpful for you. If you'd like to leave anything in the comments, please do. You could reply on this episode. If not, join us on Facebook. And another thing is, I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but schedule your free clarity call today to talk with Jen. She wants to talk with you with all these things, because all of these things that we deal with, though they may not be food related, they ultimately do influence our food choices. So schedule that today, or you can sign up for her course, Beyond the Diet. I'll put that link in there as well. Go out and have a wonderful day. Ta-ta!